What words might you choose to describe Jesus? May I offer a few suggestions? Peaceful, secure, worthy of respect, kind-hearted, sweet-spirited, and self-controlled, and perhaps gentle. Do those words sound familiar? Well, they are words that Jesus used in his Sermon on the Mount to describe you as well. So as you seek Christ, perhaps you need look no further than within yourself to find him. Christ is in you. God reveals Christ to you from within you. So are you looking for Jesus? Do you want him to come nearer to you? Well, it is my prayer that this meditation from Matthew 5 will bring you closer to the Lord. Discover that Christ lives in you. Believe that Jesus is fully formed and abides in you. So as we begin, rest here, nearer my God, to thee. Without effort, allow your breathing to ease and your heart rate to slow a bit. And just drift into this moment by choosing to be present with the Holy Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Choose to become increasingly aware of the gentleness of Christ. Be mindful of the gentleness within you as well. Resting now in the divine presence, listen and respond to James chapter 3. And as I lead us, answer, Lord Jesus Christ, come near. May the Lord bless the hearing and reading of his word. If you are wise and understand God's ways, prove it by living an honorable life, doing good works with the humility that comes from wisdom. And Lord Jesus Christ, come near. But if you are bitterly jealous and there is selfish ambition in your heart, don't cover up the truth with boasting and lying. Rather, Lord Jesus Christ, come near. Jealousy and selfishness are not God's kind of wisdom. Such things are earthly, unspiritual, and demonic. So, Lord Jesus Christ, come near. Continue on for a moment longer, your eyes closed. God is present. The Son is near. And the Holy Spirit has come. So accept their divine indwelling. Encounter the gentleness of Christ within you. Take a few moments now to scan your body and your mind. Search for any harshness or cruelty. Note them now as they dissolve. From your head to your toes, examine every fiber on a quest for what is rough and coarse in your life. And now feel it soften. So certainly feel no judgment or condemnation for any negative thoughts that bubble to the surface, but rather thank God for discovering them and then release them into His care. Keep searching. As cruelty resolves and fury is removed, center now on the ever-present gentleness of Christ abiding within you. Harsh and cruel thoughts are not of God, so center yourself on the gentleness of Christ already within you. Your thoughts may certainly wander from gentle to fierce. That's only natural and very human, but don't be discouraged. Allow the drifting to be a reminder to come nearer, my God, to Thee. Take this minute now and intentionally center on the gentleness of Christ within. Center on what awaits you. And take this minute to whisper your centering prayer, Lord Jesus Christ, come near. Center too on your breathing. Bring your attention to each breath. Don't worry about controlling the rhythm or the pace for now. Just notice the gentleness of each breath that you take. Now breathe in slowly and deeply, filling through your nose into your stomach. Hold it for a moment. Now breathe out slowly through your mouth. Once more, breathe in slowly and deeply through your nose to your stomach. Hold it. And now release it blowing out through your mouth. This may take some practice, but take your time. Be at peace. Just breathe gently. Let each breath remind you of the gentleness of Christ within. Continue breathing slowly in and out for a minute, and center if you can on the word near. Continue as you center now on God's message for you from Matthew chapter 5, verse 5, and we'll begin in the English Standard Version. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Where was your attention drawn as you listened? Well, listen once more and believe in the Holy Spirit guiding you towards gentleness, towards Christ. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. What gentle image was painted in your mind from this second reading? Well, allow this next minute to be a time for your heart and mind to be transformed as the gentleness of Christ is made present within you. Listen once more, now from the New American Standard Bible. Blessed are the gentle, for they shall inherit the earth. What do you think you need to learn from this passage? For this next minute, return to your breathing as you center once more on the awareness of Christ's gentleness within you, on the nearness of Christ. In this third reading, reflect on this passage as it becomes your own prayer from the Amplified Version. Blessed, inwardly peaceful, spiritually secure, worthy of respect, are the gentle, the kind-hearted, the sweet-spirited, and the self-controlled, for they will inherit the earth. What is God calling you to do? Calling you to be? Well, I want to give you this minute for that to be your contemplation. And once more, if your mind drifts, that's fine. Just pause, breathe, and return to gentle thoughts of Christ. Continue now in this time of meditation in a moment of imaginative contemplation. First, return to this passage. Be present with Christ right now. Notice the feelings, the emotions, the sights, and the sounds as he approaches you. Watch his face. Be peaceful as he is peaceful. Feel secure as he is secure. Be kind-hearted as he is kind-hearted. Be sweet-spirited as he is sweet-spirited. And be gentle as he is gentle. Christ is in you, the hope of glory, and you have indeed inherited the earth. So take this minute for this to be your contemplation, and rest here nearer, my God, to thee. Center once more on your breathing. And when you feel ready, slowly open your eyes to encounter the gentleness of Christ. Be gentle and meek as he is gentle and meek. Contemplate that and accept this closing prayer to remember that blessed are you when gentle, for you shall inherit the earth. Now may you know the humility of Christ, the gentleness of the Holy Spirit, and encounter the closeness of my God to thee. Amen.